This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Two Pakistani officials say the nation's powerful intelligence chief made a surprise visit to the Afghan capital of Kabul Saturday. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
It wasn't immediately clear what General Fares Hamid had to say to the Taliban leadership, but the Pakistani intelligence service has perhaps the greatest outside influence over the Taliban. The militant group had its headquarters in Pakistan and were often said to be in direct contact with the powerful Inter-Services Intelligence Agency. Although Pakistan routinely denies giving the Taliban military aid, the accusation was often made by the Afghan government and Washington. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. installation commander at Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar said Saturday that they had been able to move most of the 57,000 Afghan evacuees who came to Qatar from Afghanistan. Brigadier General Gerald Donahue said in a news conference that about two-thirds of the Afghan evacuees were sent to processing points in Europe, while one-third was taken directly to the United States.
Roughly two-thirds have gone forward to other processing points. I'm sure you're well aware that there are a good number at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. That was a principal location that we sent many, as well as others in Europe. And then maybe a third of our evacuees have gone directly to the United States.
He said about 1,400 evacuees remain in Qatar, some expecting to leave soon and others who were in need of medical care who would stay until they were able to travel as they await resettlement elsewhere. Nine Afghan women have delivered babies since their arrival in Qatar. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app.